So today's the day the fam goes to visit Grampy. They haven't gotten up yet. Their flight's the middle of the afternoon, so they'll leave here late morning. I'll need to make sure they're up by 8, but they were all ramming around trying to get packed last night at midnight. I was asleep. Yes, I'm that kind of guy. Of course, if it had been me, I'd have waited to pack till this morning. It would have taken me about 8 minutes flat, and I'd have been out the door. However, no, that's not true, because it takes me longer than that to get my electronics in order. But clothing, no. Now, travel light, live simple. So, what am I thinking about today? I don't know, I'm kind of stumbling along. I slept until 5 this morning, which is unusual for me. I went to bed relatively early, in spite of all of the thrashing around. And so I didn't have what you call a late night, but I did manage to roll over at 3:30 when my body said, "Oh, it's time to get up." And I said, "No, it's not. You damn fool, roll over, go back to sleep." And I did. So today, I think what I do when I get home is that I need to load up the Kindle with the Nook with the versions of the files that I can read on the Nook, so that when the family clears out late morning, I can do the recording that I need to do to clear off Dan Sawyer's stuff. Yesterday's production, quite predictably, with everyone home, the broken up day, was pretty much squat. I didn't wind up getting too dragged down, but it was rather broken up. It was also hot. It was 101 yesterday. It's going to be much better today. It's only going to be like 98. But with everybody gone, I'll be able to close the house up, keep the heat out, and get my recording done before the air conditioner kicks in. And it should stay fairly cool, so it shouldn't be a bad day at all, weather-wise. I think the fire's still burning. They lost a couple more houses yesterday. Oh, the big news is Brand is in town, Brand Gamblin. He's down at Westminster. So, a couple times this week, maybe 3, I'll be taking the long trek down to Westminster to visit with him. And that should be fun. Particularly if I can use that as a goad to say, okay, well, I'm going to go at 3:30, I'm going to go head for Westminster, so I have to get my work done before 3 o'clock. And focus on getting work done so that I can go play. And I think that's going to work out quite nicely. I hope. We'll see how it works out. I also have to go south to Who Else Books and pick up the books that I left from Cosine in Colorado Springs in January or February, whenever it was, because those books have been hanging fire forever. I wrote to Nina to find out if any day would be better than another. But since they open late, the big problem has always been that they don't open real early in the morning. And I've needed to get back before school let out. And the trek down and back is almost the length of the school day, so it makes it for rather tight timing if I want to go back and be back here by 2:30 in the afternoon. And that's a lot of driving for a few books. But I need those books because I'm running out. Morning dog walkers out here today. Oh, what a lovely morning. After yesterday's heat, this feels really, really good. A nice breeze. Good morning. Beautiful blue skies this morning. There's still smoke. I can see it in the at the horizon levels, but it's gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. So I'm focused on getting this audio work out. I'm thinking about this book. This is the 19th. I've got 10 days to finish the book before the end of the month. I wonder if I can do it. Particularly while the family's gone, there shouldn't be anything that will stand in my way in terms of family conflict. So here's my chance, I guess. Get the writing done, get the audio done, start recording, get it formatted for print. I got the cover. Oh, I need to reissue the paperback version of Ravenwood because I have new covers for it. I haven't done that yet. Oh, jeez. I'm just sauntering along, enjoying the day. Thinking about Dean Wesley Smith's post. He put up a new post about making a living writing short stories. And there's a certain part of me that says, you know, and there's another part of me that says, no, not really. I don't read short stories. I'm not a short story guy. And while I occasionally might write one off and on here and there, I'm not really that good at it, I don't think. And I say that and then I think back over the ones that I've done and they've been not bad. I think every short story I've written so far, except for one, has been published. And I really need to go back and finish Divine Inspiration and redo the middle part, the second act. And I also need to publish the romance story, First Date. It's not that I think it's going to have a big audience, and it's probably going to confuse some of my readers. And I do want to put it in a collection. I don't know when I'm going to get to write that collection, so having it sit on my hard drive isn't doing me any good at all. So I should probably format it and put it up. One of the things that Dean says is that don't rewrite. He's really adamant about that. Don't rewrite. And His rationale is really quite good. I think I've probably talked about it before. The post that he says this talks about making a living is got posted on Kindle boards yesterday, and I spent too much time responding to it. But the general consensus there is if you don't do at least 3 or 4 rewrites, if you don't polish it up, then it's not really a good story. And the problem is that the good story from the critical brain is not necessarily the good story in the reader's brain. And that, I've said this before, I know, when you take the edge off it, when you polish it so sharply that it doesn't bite anymore, then the story is gone. And I think that's what a lot of people are really doing when they polish it so much. I mean, even when we do the edits on the books, Robin and I aren't so much changing everything several times. And what we do is there'll be a place where the book has a problem. It has a language issue. It uses words too frequently. I'm always being chided for that. With some degree of cause, I bring it on myself because I do use words too frequently. In one case, what it was supposed to say was actually the opposite of what it was supposed to say, so we had to straighten that out. And there's places where this just, you know, I was rambling, finding the thread, got off, and then got back on again. I have to be careful of those, because a lot of times those little side trips, those little off-thread moments, aren't so much off-thread as much as they're helping to explain the character, helping to underscore the meaning of what's about to come later. And while it seems almost non sequitur, the reality is that it actually has a bearing in the larger story as a whole. And by clipping out too many of those, I run the risk of doing exactly what I'm talking about, which is polishing it so much that it ceases to have a bite. Now, so far, the people who have read the books have liked the books. The people who listen to the podcast like the podcasts. I've had a couple of people who really like the podcast and really don't like the books, but not many. I suspect a lot of podcast listeners buy the books and don't read them, which is okay. It's a way of saying I knew him when, and I'm flattered. I wonder at some point if I will achieve anything like the fame of some of the people that I looked up to growing up, like Ray Bradbury or Robert Heinlein or any of those people. I suspect not for the work that I've done so far, but I'm gratified to think that some of you think that I write a story that's more engaging than Nora Roberts. Deborah Geary will be pleased to learn that as well. I think she does as myself. Morning. Good morning. But Deborah can only write 4 or 5 books a year, so I have to find something to read in between. So I'm down to the last McCade book. I finished the Pride of Devon McCade yesterday. And I should have been writing rather than reading, but some days are like that. Today, though, I need to write. I need to get at least 3 solid hours of writing in, because the family's going to be gone. I won't have any excuse not to do it. If I can get them out of here, even if I go and visit even if I go and visit Brand tonight, swallow the bug, I won't leave before 3:30. And he didn't get in until 3:30 this morning, local time, which is 5:30 in the morning, his time. My guess is he's going to be dragging ass today. And he's at a convention, and probably we should let discretion be the better part of valor here tonight and let him go to bed and get some sleep. Because not only is he going to be jet lagged, he's going to be exhausted because that was a way long trip. I know I was talking to him at like 7 o'clock last night, local time. He was in the airport waiting for his plane. He didn't get to the hotel until 3:30, and he'd already been in the airport a while. That was a long trip. So it might make more sense for me to go down tomorrow when he might actually be awake. We can go out, get some dinner, hang out, do some chatting. And I won't feel guilty about keeping him awake. Assuming, of course, that I could keep him awake. Because I know if I had 3 hours sleep, 4 hours sleep, I'd have a hard time staying awake. I do that now. Yeah, it's getting old. I have to have my nap. I had a nap in the afternoon yesterday. It was a lovely nap. About 25 minutes in the middle of the afternoon. It was refreshing. I might have one today, too. But today, recording. Get the recording ready to go this morning while the kids are all thrashing around. Get the gear set up. Get the text ready. I still have this stupid hymn I've got to deal with. I'll do that separately. Send him a separate file for that, maybe. But at least get the guts of it, the main thrust of it, put together for him so that he'll have those bits. I have to do two accents. So that should be an interesting challenge. I don't know if they're both going in the same piece or not, now that I think of it. I don't think they are. High summer, June 20 tomorrow to June 19th today. The grass in the park is all bright green. Trees are all full of leaves. It's a gorgeous morning, although I can tell it's going to get hot. It's got that feel to it. There's a humidity in the air at the moment that's not going to last. As soon as the sun gets up just a little bit higher, it's going to start burning it away. And when it does, it's going to broil. Ah, life on the high plains. Well, I made it. I'm at the back gate. See if I can control my device here a little bit. 19 minutes. Yep, and tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.